بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to him, when I read this narration, I found it very appropriate. It is in Kitabul Fitan, and it was the narration that was supposed to have been discussed in this week. But how Allah makes it, like when I looked at that narration and how it fits with what happened in this year and in this last few weeks. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will speak to Abu Zar radiallahu anhu and mention to him three conditions that if you find, and then how to deal with those three conditions. So he says, Kuntu radifa Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala al-himar. On the same donkey, I was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said to me, Ya Aba Dhar. So the three times he will say, Kaifa bika ya Aba Dhar. That what will your condition be, O Abu Dhar? So the first he said, إِذَا كَانَ بِالْمَدِينَةِ جُوعٌ. When there will be such a hunger in Medina Munawwara. إِذَا كَانَ بِالْمَدِينَةِ جُوعٌ. تَقُومُ عَنْ فِرَاشِكْ وَلَا تَبْلُغُ مَسْجِدَكْ حَتَّى يُجْهِدَكَ الْجُوعُ. That just by you standing from your bed, so only your house to the masjid. You just have to make it to the masjid. He said, you will not have the strength to get there. Before reaching the masjid, you will be gripped with hunger. So such a level of hunger. إِذَا كَانَ بِالْمَدِينَةِ جُوعٌ. So perhaps it happened already this. But three things were mentioned which the world would see. Such a hunger. In this one week where some people saw that hunger, that made people like, so one person said nicely, and it made a lot of things me thinking about, but let's just finish this part of the narration. So such hunger. So he said, what your condition will be on that day? Such hunger. So he said, Allah and the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best how I will behave. Meaning, what must I do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ta'affaf ya Aba Dhar. Ta'affaf. Iffat normally means like, look after your honor, your chastity. Ta'affaf. It can have a lot of meanings. Some of them explain it means, Al-kaf anil haram wa shubha. That at such a time when there is such hunger, if you can't get what you need from halal sources, then you just say, I'll take it from haram. But what my mind went to was, it is mentioned that before the coming of Dajjal, there will be 3 years of drought. Severe years of drought. Comes in the first year, the skies will hold like 1/3 of its rains, because of which the earth will hold 1/3. And then when the next time comes, and the next year could be the next year or the next period, where again it will hold, and it will hold. It comes when the third period comes, there will be nothing at all. It comes that there will not be an animal, meaning the animals that we eat, there will not be an animal that's left alive. So someone never know this narration, but someone just mentioned when he observed that although in the area where this issue happened, there was no like drought. It was just that things were not coming. But we know that many of our people, they got freezers in their houses. The looters never come in. Some houses they went and they emptied out houses also. They stole the knives and the spoons. But majority never entered houses. So in the houses you'd still have your meat and your chicken and you'll have your flour. So there wasn't like total drought. But because every household normally needs his bread and milk. You wake up in the morning, you say, where's my toast and my tea?
So that bread and milk is like, it was like farz. Breakfast is my porridge, no milk. The porridge is there, but no milk. Then you come to lunch, the mutton is there, but no bread. So for that bread and milk, there were some people who were not dying of hunger. But without bread and milk, like how some people say, without my tea and coffee, I can't survive. So when that milk and bread was being distributed, there were lines that were made, lines. And in those lines, there were white people who were ready to receive from Muslim hands. Some of those white people were those who openly objected against the masjid. But their pride never prevented them from going and standing there just for a loaf of bread. And they even thanked after that and they said, I objected. But had this place not come up, I wouldn't have had my bread. My child was crying for his milk. But there was no drought. So one person who noticed that how the people stood, black and white and Hindu and anyone, he said, imagine if the thing was the other way around. He just said this. He never thought of this narration. He just said, imagine if it was the other way around and the only people who had the milk and the bread is Dajjal and his army. What will keep Muslims away from going and say, give me my bread? This was the other way that Muslims came with the bread and milk. And they also, I mean, they needed it. That's why, like, for some, they told them before, like, we start giving out in the lines, you quickly come to the booth. So, like, we'll act like, you know, we're all taking out and you take your bread and milk. Why are you going to stand in the line? So some would come, like, let's go read namaz so I can get the bread and milk first before distribution. That Muslim also needed bread and milk. So he said, just when he said that, and I thought of this narration, that when that era comes, where there'll be total drought, and then you will have that humanity force. Because a lot of people will feel like, or understand the Dajjal, when he will come mean and evil. A lot of times we have said it, he's not going to come like that. He's going to come as the Dajjal. The Dajjal means he'll deceive you so bad that even if you were giving the bayan, the Dajjal, when you will see him, you'll say, no, this is not the Dajjal. He can't be a good man. When that good man is saying, yes for you, bread and milk. Look at this narration where it said, Ta'affaf ya abadar. Ta'affaf means, Al-kaffu anil haram wa shubha. If the thing is haram, you'll say, I'll stay. And more than haram, if there's a fear of kufr, if there's a fear of being pulled in kufr, to be able to say your family, ta'affuf, that we'll get food, but let's not run for the food. Whatever has to come will come. Let us not disgrace ourselves to get it. Al-kaffu anil haram wa shubha wal madhalla. Otherwise, Islam allowed at times of desperation, you're allowed to put your hand front. But this narration showed that the ta'affaf ya abadhar, that force yourself to hold back and to look at who's giving you and why he's giving you. So this halat that we saw made me think a lot of that era when it will come. That if the white man's pride could not prevent him from going to the Muslim man's hand, it must not happen, it's the other way around one day. Where the bread is in that man's hand, the Muslim has to go and say, I need my food. Ta'affaf ya abadar. Very unique. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Kayfa bika ya abadar, idha kana bil madinati mautun. So in this, before this halat of whatever they call this, looting madness, everyone at that time was talking about COVID. And then when this one came, everyone forgot about COVID. I remember one reporter said, look at them, how they're looting. They're not even making social distancing. A mad reporter. Not even making social distancing. Everything is social. Look at them. Social distancing. Recently another one said that all of them who looted, make sure you'll go for tests now. stupid. They were there and cleaning the Looters United. Give you a first choice. So, إِذَا كَانَ بِالْمَدِينَةِ مَوْتٌ. When there will be so much of death. And they explain, either it will be because of drought, and it may happen most likely, but look at the wording, like it was general. Or they say because of some plague. Such a death, but so much of death. يَبْلُغُ الْبَيْتَ الْعَبْدِ. So this wording is like a little difficult, and there's difference of explaining the meaning of this. حَتَّى إِنَّهُ يُبَاعُ الْقَبْرُ بِالْعَبْدِ يَبْلُغُ الْبَيْتَ الْعَبْدِ حَتَّى إِنَّهُ يُبَاعُ الْقَبْرُ بِالْعَبْدِ. So one explanation that's given is there will be so much of death, so much of death, that al-bayt, bayt here refers to the house, meaning your real house, the grave. يَبْلُغُ الْبَيْتَ الْعَبْدُ. The price of a slave will be the price of a grave. Meaning in the past, nowadays in many places graves are expensive, but in the past grave was a cheap thing. Like, it was regarded as like, that's the dump yard, that's the graveyard. Grave was like free. In today's time you pay little, but not a lot. Especially a Muslim. But a time will come where there will be no place. Meaning those places set for graveyards, they will say, we haven't got place for you, take him to the other grave. And then he phones there and they say, we haven't got place, go somewhere else. يَبْلُغُ الْبَيْتَ الْعَبْدِ. That very expensive it will be. That people will say, okay, I'll pay the price, and that's the next wording. Some say it's an explanation. حَتَّى إِنَّهُ يُبَاعُ الْقَبْرُ بِالْعَبْدِ. A person will say, I'm ready to give a slave, give me one grave, please. Meaning it will be so hard to find a grave. In this recent COVID, what we saw one example of that. That people couldn't find graves. The graveyard set. And another explanation they give it, يَبْلُغُ الْبَيْتَ الْعَبْدِ. That the slave will have to reach the houses. They explain what it means is, there will be so much of death, that the general people who normally take responsibility for burial, and normally in the past it was the family. Nowadays we lazy, but in the past the family would go and say, we'll dig the grave of my father. But a time will come, or it came perhaps in the past, so much of death that no one will be there to be digging the graves. So they'll tell someone, send your slaves please, we need help. So يَبْلُغُ الْبَيْتَ الْعَبْدِ. And then the next part will be a completely different. It will be so hard to get a grave that a slave will be sold for a grave. So whatever it is, whether it's the first meaning, that the first part and the second part means the same thing, that the price of the slave will be the grave. A grave will be bought for the price of a slave. Or it's the second, that a slave will have to be sent to the graveyard. Go and help them. There's no one to help with the burial. In COVID, we saw it. But we saw the machines had to come and just throw the sand. No one at the qabristan. Such death. So what will you be conditioned on that day? So then he said, Allahu Rasuluhu A'lam. So we saw one, but this is not the end. It's only the beginning. There will be more. So he said, Allah and His Rasul know best. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tasbir ya Abadar. When you will see death and death and death, then be patient. Don't overdo it. Don't scream. Don't say, what is happening? Sabr. So under that, Mullah Ali Qari Rahimullah wrote it nicely. When I looked at that wording, I said, like, whoever has gone through any halat, difficulty, condition, especially those people who lost in the recent lootings, lot, and before that in the COVIDs, there people lost family, and here people lost business. So under the tasbir ya Aba Dhar, make sabr. Even if there's so much of death. He wrote a nice phrase. He wrote, Isbir bil bala, wa la tajza' fi dharra. Isbir bil bala. When you are being tested by Allah, be patient. وَلَا تَجْزَعْ فِي الضَّرَّةِ. In difficulty, don't go mad. ولا تنس بقية النعماء والسراء ولا تنس بقية النعماء والسراء. He said, and don't forget that there's a lot of Allah's other favors still coming to you. He said, you can't forget those favors. Sometimes man just looks at one, and then he forgets that I am living in the favors of Allah. Iman is still in my house. Kufr hasn't entered, which is a miracle of today's day. The senses are there. The senses haven't been snatched. The leg is still moving. Drugs haven't come in. The husband and wife are still seeing eye to eye. There's no divorce. Because everywhere in the world you go, or every house you go, there's a different problem which you will say, you got that problem. You say, no, but I got this. Say, no means that the fact that you haven't got that problem is also Allah's gift. وَلَا تَنْسَ بَقِيَّةَ النَّعْمَاءِ وَالضَّرَّى وَالسَّرَّى. So again, اصبر بالبلاء. When you are tested, be patient. وَلَا تَجْزَعْ فِي الضَّرَّى. In difficulties, don't go mad. Don't lose it. وَلَا تَنْسَ بَقِيَّةَ النَّعْمَاءِ وَالسَّرَّى. What is still by you of Allah's favors, don't ever forget. And he says, وَرْضَ بِمَا يَجْرِي مِنَ الْقَضَىٰ وَرْضَ بِمَا يَجْرِي مِنَ الْقَضَىٰ. And be pleased, or if you want to translate it, accept the decision of Allah. Accept the decision of Allah. وَرْضَ بِمَا يَجْرِي مِنَ الْقَضَىٰ. Accept the decision of Allah. تُصِبْ الْأَجْرَ مِنْ خَالِقِ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاءِ. He said, you will find such a reward from the creator of the heavens and the earth. تُصِبْ الْأَجْرَ مِنْ خَالِقِ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاءِ. So in a very nice manner he said it, but that meaning was like, اصبر بالبلاء. When you are tested, be patient. لَا تَجْزَ فِي الضَّرَّاءِ. Don't go mad in difficulty. لا تنس بقية النعماء والسراء. What is still by you of Allah's favors, don't forget it. وَرْضَ بِمَا يَجْرِي مِنَ الْقَضَىٰ. What Allah has predestined, accept it. تُصِبْ الْأَجْرِ. You will find such a reward مِنْ خَالِقِ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاءِ. From the side of Almighty Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَيْفَ بِكَ يَا أَبَا ذَرٍ إِذَا كَانَ بِالْمَدِينَةِ قَتْلٌ. When there will be so much of killing in Medina. So that also happened. But these three things go hand in hand. We only saw a small, COVID was small, although the world thinks it's the biggest. And this, what happened in this last few days, it's small compared what could have happened and what has happened in other lands. And what we understand will one day happen. And Qatal, we never saw it, but it will also happen. There's going to be an era where there's something called the surge of Ya'juj, Ma'juj, where even Nabi Isa alayhi salam will be told, La qibala lak. You will not manage to stand in front of the surge. In front of Isa alayhi salam, even Dajjal won't manage to stand. The mightiest army at that moment will be the Jewish army. They will not manage to stand. Just seeing Isa alayhi salam will make them start trembling. Weapons will fall. But when Almighty Allah will lift barriers and there will be that surge of what is called the surge of the Ya'juj Ma'juj, when he himself will be told, La qibal alak. You yourself will not manage to stand. Go in the mountains. At that time, what killing they will. And at that time, there will be people of Iman. At that time, when there will be no food reaching the mountains, where it will only be tasbih on which people will be surviving. Extreme hunger. Before that, when there will be wars carrying on, wars. There will be good days, there will be difficult days. This narration about before the Dajjal, 3 years of extreme drought, there will be times. إِذَا كَانَ بِالْمَدِينَةِ قَتْلٌ. So much of death that the blood will reach or it will cover تَغْمُرُ الدِّمَاء. The blood will cover أحجار الزيت. أحجار الزيت was referring most likely to a place of Medina Munawwara. He said, only blood, only blood. He said, what will you be your condition on that day? So he said, Allah and His Rasul know best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَعْتِي مَنْ أَنْتَ مِنْهُ تَعْتِي مَنْ أَنْتَ مِنْ. This was referring to at that time when the qatl, the killing will be between Muslim and Muslim. They'll just be fighting. Each one will have his reason why I'm fighting against the other one. He said, on that day, you must go towards the one who is muwafiq to your temperament. تَأْتِي مَنْ أَنْتَ مِنْهُ. Like a lot of times when ikhtilafat start, everyone like is upset and angry. Why he got this to say and why he got this to say? So he said, you stay with that group which you find according to your temperament. Stay there. Which normally will mean like you go back to your imam. But because like now you understood there'll be killing. So Abu Zar radiallahu anhu asked, وَأَلْبَسُ السِّلَاحِ. As I put on my weapons and go. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, شَارَكْتَ الْقَوْمَ إِذَن. Then you'll also be a killer. I want you out of the issue. Enough killing is taking place. I want you to go to that group that you find, they my temperament. Now when you got your temperament, there's no need for you to fight with this jamaat. You stay in your jamaat. You don't worry what they're saying. You don't go and snoop around and look around and say, why he did this, why he did that. And again he punches. You're not going to understand him. He's not going to understand you. She said, you stay in your camp. تَأْتِي مَنْ أَنْتَ مِنْ. Said, with my weapons. He said, then you're also going to be a fighter. Just stay in your camp. شَارَكْتَ الْقَوْمَ إِذَن. Said, فَمَا أَصْنَعُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. But if I'm not going to take my weapons, then what must I do? He said, إِنْ خَشِيْتَ أَيَّبْهَرَكَ شُعَاءُ السَّيْفِ. He said, even if the killing becomes so severe that you are scared that the shine of the sword will blind you. Meaning it's right in front of you. So much of swords moving. He said, فَأَلْقِ نَاحِيَةَ ثَوْبِكَ عَلَى وَجْهِكَ. Then take your cloth and put it over your eyes. So you won't go blind. لِيَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِهِ وَإِثْمِكَ. So that other one who's fighting, he will take the whole sin of the fight. You will be completely safe. Meaning don't even look if you're scared that the swords are going to grab you. Meaning every time you want to see what's happening, then every time you see a message, you get irritated again. So don't look at the message then. Why are you always following? There's a lot of work to be done. Stay in your camp. Because every time you're going to look, you're just going to be fighting. Just going to be fighting. They're right in this. This is regarding the fights of a Muslim with a Muslim. That it doesn't just end on words. It goes to fuss. It goes to swords. It goes to open qatl. Everything happens. So, تَعْتِي مَنْ أَنْتَ مِنْهُ. You will always have a temperament. Those that are muwafiq to your deen, you just stay with that jamaat. And if you're scared that the shine of the swords are going to affect you, then don't look. Don't even look at what's happening. Just cover your face. And if the other individual, he happens to kill you or he continues his, he'll take the guna. لِيَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِكَ. You don't become an extra fighter. Three unique messages. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. Whether the world will see a non-Muslim country, normally you won't see Muslim fighting Muslim. The reason is because the government will come and lock both parties up. But in a Muslim country, they very easily you'll find open qatl. When they can't agree on something, then the guns come out, the swords come out. And they forget that there was another way to discuss this issue. There was no need for the sword at the moment. You just stay with your jamaat. When you will see hunger, ta'affaf, then hold. Don't jump for food. Don't go where it's haram. When you will see mort, death, then don't lose it. Tasbir. What sabr. Don't lose it. And when you will see qatal, killing, then don't increase in the killing. Enough are dying already. This is not death, this is killing, qatal. Don't increase in the qatal. Pull away. So one less person to die. One less person. One less person to be killed. Three unique advices. How it will help us in the future, who knows. But what words? Ta'affaf and tasbir. Ta'rif. Ta'affaf, tasbir, and ta'ati man anta minhu. You stay with your jamaat. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless. We don't know when it will help and in which era we will find ourselves. But if difficulties come, may Allah tabarak ta'ala not take anyone's imtihan. It is not easy at all. And in the imtihan comes, may Allah not let anyone fail also. Unique rewards are written for the people who are tested. Unique rewards. For some people it's like flying to Almighty Allah. And that same imtihan for some people is the door of kufr. كَادَ الْفَقْرُ أَن يَكُونَ كُفْرًا. I used to always think that what it means is faqr. Because in the past there was poverty in Bangladesh. So the Christian missionaries would go. They would go with a lot of food. And those people had to like say, I believe in Jesus, or thank you, O Father. And then they would take their bread. But even that sentence wasn't like open kufr, because maybe in their hearts they never believed it like. But it could be. So I always felt like that's the real meaning of. And it is one meaning. But when we saw, when calamity comes, especially when it comes on someone who once upon a time was wealthy, and something happened and their wealth was taken, then the first injection is made of in their heart is of shaitan, where he says, how could Allah do what he did? So when that individual at night is lying on the bed, he has so much of doubts on. He doesn't know how to say, Allah, I can't understand, how could you do this to me? And that is a unique level of kufr. كَادَ الْفَقْرُ أَن يَكُونَ كُفْرًا. So when imtihan can take a person so high to Allah, and imtihan can drop that person also so bad, that not only he can question, he becomes upset and irritated and angry. لَا تَجْزَعْ. Don't lose it when you're going through difficulty. Don't lose it. Imtihan is to take you high. It is not to make somebody go flat and flat and flat. The devil will ask questions. The devil will ask. Radha bil qada, is that there to irritate the devil? He will say, how could your Allah do this to you? And to irritate him and to say, inna lillah, that I belong to Allah. Ayyub alayhi salam's answer that was. Now irritated the devil becomes. He says, are you not angry with Allah? I say, inna lillah. Not angry with Allah. Inna lillah. Be able to say that. I saw those people who smiled. When they smiled, although we know behind them they lost everything, their smile made everyone smile. If this person can smile, how can other people not smile? And we saw others who were down, and we don't know what doubts they're going through, what thoughts they're going through. And when they said, it makes us sad. A believer is one who's strong. And one who always keeps a outlook of life, like things will always be better. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us with afiyat, izzat, rahat and salamati. Wherever you people will go in the world, because you all are the talkers of deen, you will have to learn this, to be able to give people so much hope, that when imtihanat come, before shaitan puts the doubt and the thought of kufr in them, they already know the answer, how to laugh in the face of the devil. And how to say, my Allah is the Malik. This is from my Allah. This is an exam. I went to one place and I gave a bayan. One person after the bayan, he said, you know, it made me so happy. When I sat, I thought you were going to say that this is a punishment because of the sins of you people. And it could be like that. But then we'll all be punished also. Like, we are more worthy of punishment than anyone else. So when I sat, I just thought you will say like what you always hear, that you're being punished for our sins. He said, we don't want to hear that at the moment. He said, when I heard that Allah tests those that He loves, he said, my inside just woke up like, Allah tests those that He loves. And he said, then I heard, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَىٰ. The hardest imtihan is for the Anbiya. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ, then those that are closest to the Anbiya. He said, it gave me so much of like, that Allah, am I so close? You have to learn to give so much hope to the Ummah. So much hope. Because if the devil can just put one doubt in them, how could your Allah do this to you? And that imtihan which was meant to take him to the heavens, takes him to Jahannam. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala protect us from imtihanat. And if any imtihan ever has to come, may Allah never ever let us fail. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.